From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a critical vote could come in today in the effort to roll out a COVID-19 vaccine for kids as young as 5. Good afternoon to you. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And Elwin Keyes, an FDA committee, is meeting right now. And if the approval process goes off without a hitch, kids under 12 could be getting vaccines as soon as next week.
I'm Ann McAvick at Live News Desk with more details on that. It needs to pass through the FDA and the CDC. And if that all happens, the White House says it has already secured enough doses to vaccinate every eligible child in the U.S. Taking a live look right now at an independent FDA advisory committee meeting going on. They're expected to vote to recommend Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. FDA officials say the need for vaccinations for children is clear, as about 9% of all COVID cases involve kids in that age group. Now, if the CDC ultimately endorses the two-shot lower dose vaccine, about 28 million kids would be eligible. Could be available in pediatric offices and some schools as early as next week.
The vaccine meets all safety data expectations and meets immunobridging criteria, and that 90.7% efficacy was observed.
This all comes as Moderna released new data showing its vaccine is safe and effective for kids ages 6 to 11. That was a study of more than 4,700 kids showing the vaccine creates a strong immune response. The majority of adverse effects were mild to moderate, like fatigue, headache, and fever. Now, also, the FDA is right now in the process of approving Moderna's vaccine for kids ages 12 to 17. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Len.
All right, Ann, thank you. We're learning COVID-19 was likely spreading across the U.S. and Europe before we first thought. A new study says transmission of the virus was likely happening in several areas as early as January of last year. Many infections could have gone undetected. The study is based on a model of COVID-19 transmission during the first wave of the pandemic. Happening right now, a debate on the future of the A's in Oakland.
Alameda County supervisors are deciding whether to support a new ballpark at the Howard Terminal site along the waterfront. KPIX 5's Jocelyn Moran is live in Oakland with more on today's key vote.
Yeah, that's right. And today really is about finding out whether the supervisors support this stadium and where they stand when it comes to keeping the athletics in Oakland. Now, this is on the agenda after two supervisors sent a letter to the board president asking for this item to be brought forward as an action item. They're expected to discuss a resolution declaring the county's non-binding intent to contribute future tax revenue to help pay for parks, affordable housing, and other on-site infrastructure. In just the last couple of years, the Golden State Warriors moved across the bay to San Francisco, and the Raiders are now the Las Vegas Raiders. Today, we heard from Oakland residents who don't want to see the A's leave, too, and others who are against building this new stadium.
Now that's a home team. We lost everything. So basically, I think we need something to keep Oakland alive.
That arena, we already have an arena. Why we need another one? A hotel, we got plenty of hotels. We're going to have taxpayers' money, and we have homeless people out here.
This resolution, again, is non-binding, but whatever happens today could let Major League Baseball know how serious the area is about making this Howard Terminal proposal a reality. And again, we do know that relocation is on the table. This meeting is underway right now, and any updates we get, we'll make sure to bring that to you. For now, reporting in Oakland, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
And new at noon, more than a dozen Marin County schools are closed again today because of damage from this weekend's heavy rain and wind. The Mill Valley School District was hit especially hard. Water entered several classrooms and multiple campuses lost power. Maintenance crews and custodial staff have been working over the past few days to clean up the mess. District officials say their schools are expected to reopen tomorrow.
A tree came crashing down in San Mateo County, and we could see more scenes like this in the coming days. A huge eucalyptus tree came down near Woodside Drive just after 3 this morning, took down some power lines with it. A car then crashed into the tree, causing all lanes of State Route 84 to be shut down. With all the rain we saw over the weekend, officials say we could see even more dry trees fall over. And it could take days or even weeks to fix a big sinkhole that opened up. This is in Daly City near Bellcrest Avenue and Westline Drive. Drivers in the area will now notice it's covered up and blocked off by safety cones.
The sound of chainsaws in Bay Area neighborhoods as cleanup from the biggest storm of the season gets underway. In San Francisco, public works crews have had their hands full removing down trees. In some cases, they had to remove up to 20 trees just in one spot. In Santa Rosa, some neighbors are furious about damage they blame the city for. Several flooding, severe flooding over the weekend, forced evacuations. With the amount of rain Santa Rosa experienced, water started spilling out of this creek and onto the roadway, creeping up to people's homes. This was the scene Sunday as a nearby creek running overflowed. The Santa Rosa Fire Department quickly responded to evacuate residents.
We've never seen anything happen like this, so just really surprised to see that and see like the rushing rapids down near Thomas Avenue.
Everyone got out safely, but four homes have been red tagged, and some are saying this could have been prevented. A homeowner claims the city did not do enough to clean the debris in the creek. And the city released a statement saying to prevent flooding during storm events, the city performs routine maintenance on over 100 miles of city-owned creeks and 346 miles of storm drain pipe to keep waterways clear. And we just got new outage numbers in from PG&E in the last hour. Nearly 12,000 customers are without power across the Bay Area. That is down from more than 68,000 earlier in the day yesterday. And more help is coming to Chinatown business owners who are facing mounting legal fees.
Over several months, lawsuits have been filed claiming they're not in compliance with the Federal Disability Act. KPIX 5, Justin Andrews is live in Chinatown with a new program just introduced.
Yeah, leaders just introduced that new program minutes ago. They told us it's an educational program that's aimed to help many of these businesses here in Chinatown. This program is called the American Disability Act Community Education Program. And this is a phase two of their legal defense fund. It'll be used to help merchants by introducing community partners and conducting ADA business inspections where needed and no cost to businesses. The program is now accepting appointments for 50 merchants.
It's really helpful us, you know, to learn to more about the ADA programs, how to defense, okay, how to be work it out, okay, with all the council together, okay, that is really helpful. First of all, you know, one thing is truth is our members, our you know merchants have to learn how to be defense, you know, how to be protected themselves.
Okay, so they got to this point back in July when the district attorney said the lawsuits, which at least 100 businesses were named in that lawsuit, are purely trying to exploit and extort small businesses. The suits allege ADA violations like inaccessible front doors and restrooms. San Francisco leaders told KPIX the people filing the lawsuits are predatory attorneys who's shake down mom and pop's businesses for cash to settle a lawsuit. Back out here live, leaders today said they expect even more lawsuits in other areas across the Bay Area. They say those attorneys' MOs are the same. In Chinatown, Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
All right, Justin, thank you. The manslaughter trial of Contra Costa Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Hall is nearing a verdict. Yesterday marked the first full day of jury deliberations. Hall is accused of shooting and the death of Latimer Arboleda of Newark 3 years ago. Attorneys say Arboleda, who was mentally ill, was trying to escape police after a slow-speed chase. Hall's lawyers say he opened fire because he feared for his safety. Body cam footage allegedly showed Arboleda's car was faced directly at Hall at the time of the shooting. Happening today in San Francisco, the city could be the first in the nation to mandate paid sick leave for nannies and house cleaners. Supervisor Hillary Ronan is expected to introduce the new ordinance at the supervisors' meeting later today. According to the Chronicle, the measure would create a portable paid sick leave benefit. This allows anyone working for multiple households to earn small amounts of sick leave from each employer and consolidate them.
A live look now at the San Francisco Bay. You may soon be able to buy Dungeness crab directly from boats at Fisherman's Wharf. The San Francisco Port Commission is considering the proposal today. A vote is expected in 2 weeks, and if approved, fishermen could start selling their catch immediately.